The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we celebrate the Annunciation, we celebrate the Incarnation. We celebrate the conception of our Lord Jesus Christ. 9 months from today is December 25th, our Lord's birth. My brothers and sisters, in celebrating our Lord's Incarnation, there's an aspect of it we don't often think about, and that is that we celebrate the beginning of Jesus Christ's priesthood. Our Lord Jesus Christ was not a priest from all eternity. He became a priest when he took flesh, because at the heart of priesthood is sacrifice. And in the moment he took flesh, he began the gift of himself, his self-offering. So beautifully, Pius XII, in one of his encyclical letters, he said, "From the moment Jesus Christ took flesh, he began to redeem the world, because he began the offering of himself." This is why in the letter of the Hebrews we hear, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire from me, but a body you gave me." And every single instant of our Lord's life is a self-offering, so every moment of his life is a gift of his priesthood. Now, my brothers and sisters, we share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ through our baptism. If we are in a state of grace, our Lord lives in us. Every time we do the Father's will, that act in our life is salvific. It is redemptive. And the highest acts that we can make in union with Christ's priesthood are those moments where we have to bear down deeply and say, "Okay, Lord, this is going to be really difficult, but I want to do your will." Right? It is your will that I desire in my life. My brothers and sisters, what's most beautiful, what is so beautiful, is that at the root of all of this is Our Lady. Mary is the mother of priests. She is the mother of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It is when she said, "Be it done to me according to your word," that our Lord was then able to assume his priesthood and say to his Father, "Be it done to me according to your will." Anytime we are ever struggling to do the Father's will, we ought to turn to Our Lady. It was her yes that enabled our Lord to say yes, that will assist us to say yes in every moment of our lives.